Hi, my name is Chef Desmond. I'm from Fire Grill. Today we're here to talk about how do you up your barbecue game.
So I can see Grill Master on your Chef Flex, which means I'm in very safe hands.
Absolutely. You know, the barbecue pits are opening up, right? And it's a great time to share, you know, how do you go back into that hobby of cooking?
I, Genevieve Lowe, cannot barbecue to save her life. You need to talk me through exactly how we're going to do this.
Sure, absolutely. And we've got two types of charcoal over here. This is the regular mangrove charcoal that you would typically use with an open barbecue pit. And here we have a very solid briquette. So the difference between the two is that this is compressed, which puts out a very nice, high, even heat. The regular mangrove charcoal puts out very high heat, but they, at the same time, die down very quickly. With very high heat, you essentially burn the outside of the food,
right. But
you don't quite cook the inside. You don't want to cook over direct heat fire. You want to cook over embers.
Right.
So what we have here is the most easiest way to light up the charcoal. This is called a chimney starter.
Okay.
Right? And it's so simple. We just have to pour the charcoal in there. Put a couple of like fire starters below. Right? So once the fire starter is going, right, we'll just put the chimney over and now we wait.
But what if we don't have a chimney starter?
Right, so if you don't have a chimney starter, the traditional way would be to stack up your charcoal and put a couple of fire starters below and then
we'll do the same trick.
But you will get your hands quite dirty.
When do you know you're ready?
Alright, so typically with a chimney, I would wait until it's about 70 to 80% ash over. If you're using the pyramid style, then it will be about the same, right? When you see 70 to 80% light up,
right,
that will be a good time to start setting up your gear.
Okay.
The most natural thing to do for most people is to cook very thin cuts of meat,
right?
Because in their mind, it's the easiest to cook.
The fastest.
Yes. There's not too much guesswork that goes in there. But on the contrary, it's actually better and less stressful to cook thicker cuts of meat.
Right.
And thicker cuts of vegetables.
Okay.
Because then you don't have to stress yourself on whether it's cooked or is it overcooked or it's not cooked.
Right.
You let it go, let it do its thing, and then you come back.
Okay. See?
The first thing we've got to do is really to oil the food.
Okay.
Right? A lot of times we end up oiling the barbecue.
Yes.
Which is not a good thing.
That's another tip. I think you're right. People think of just oiling the barbecue but not the food.
Yep. So what happens when you oil the barbecue is that too much oil drips down into the charcoal. It creates fire because oil is a fuel.
Right.
Right? And that fire ends up burning your food.
Right. Okay.
Think of seasoning like glitter.
Okay.
Right? As a kid, you play with glitter and that needs to stick to glue. So the oil acts as the glue that allow that seasoning to stick to the food.
Got it.
Simple.
Yay.
Let's go.
Okay.
All right, so now that the charcoal is light up, we're going to pour it out. Before we pour it out, we got to first understand how we're going to set up the grill.
All right.
So what we want to do is we want to have more charcoal on one side of the grill.
Okay.
And then it slowly tapers down into very little at the other end.
Right.
So this way it gives you very high heat on one side and very low heat on the other.
Okay.
And you have a middle, sort of medium heat in the middle. Now you can see there's hardly any fire at this point. Yes. Like it's just heat.
Yes, that's right? A good thing, right?
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Because you don't want that fire to
rage. Don't want those like crazy flambe kind of.
Yes. Okay. So you want to always cook over such embers. But at this point in time, right, it's really slow. The thing that takes the longest to cook needs to go on first.
Right.
Right. So things that typically has a bone. And we don't want to go straight on high heat because that will end up resulting in a charred outside and a raw inside.
Got it.
Once we cook this pretty much 70% of the way through, we're going to move it to the high heat
to get
that crispiness going. It's about having a little bit of patience and love.
I like that. Patience and love.
It's very important.
It comes through.
Yeah. And And then we're gonna put on the steak. Now,
yes.
Remember, this is a thick cut of steak. So before you cook, you want to pretty much push them together so that it becomes a thick steak
right.
again.
So the thicker it is going on the grill, the better.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's always my go-to.
Oh, listen to that sizzle. Okay, noob question again. It looks done. Is it done?
I don't know. We've got to use a meat thermometer to find out.
Ah, okay. So these meat thermometers are very good investment, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you can pretty much use them on anything.
Yep.
Right,
yep.
At home, or it doesn't have to be a barbecue.
Correct. I call it a walk of shame. You know, sometimes you bring the food to the table and it's not quite there yet.
You're like,
and then you're like taking it back to the kitchen.
So this will prevent all walks of shame.
Pretty much. And the way to use the meat thermometer is really to go in from the side. Every protein has got a temperature in which it's safe to eat. For white meats, it's about 75 to 80 degrees.
For red meat,
you start off at 50 degrees. That's
okay.
rare.
Okay.
And then you plus 5 degrees every time you want it.
You want it to go.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you notice, the zucchini is also cut pretty thick. Yeah?
Yes.
It helps get the caramelization on the outside and keep the crunch on the inside.
Yeah. You know what, Desmond? I feel like the biggest takeaway I've got from you today is keep it thick.
Keep it thick. That's the way we like it.